keep your head up. All right. Everything will be all right.
This is KAYT-FM.
881 Gina Alexandria.
92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Good morning. Peace and blessings to each and every one of you. For truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we praise you, we glorify you, we magnify your holy name. For you are a good God, you are a loving God, you are a faithful God. But most of all, you are an all-knowing and all-seeing God. And we just give you the praise and honor, which is due your name. Now, Spirit of the living God, I pray that you would have thine own way. Father God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. In the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, hear, deliver, and set the captive free. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on this morning, could you please turn into the book of Hebrews, the 4th chapter, and the 2nd verse. That's Hebrews 4 and 2. And I will be reading from the New King James Version. And it reads as follows, "But the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in those who heard it. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word." And the topic for today is ignite the promises. Whatever God has promised you, you have to do something in order for it to come to pass. In the scripture, God has given us hundreds of powerful promises that say we'll live an abundant life. We'll be healthy. We will be whole. We will experience favor, increase, restoration, and the list goes on and on and on. But as encouraging and also inspiring as the promises are, on their way, they won't do any good. They're just nice, encouraging words. Because why? You don't believe the promises. And why? Because you have not ignited the promises. See, you have to do something. Prophecies goes out. Yes, they will. They shall be spoken over your life. But while you waiting on the prophecies to come to pass, you have to be doing something. You say, what shall I be doing, woman of God? You should pray. You should have a spirit of expectation. You should also praise God, hallelujah, for the manifestation of it coming to pass. There are just as nice, encouraging words to know that God is still on your side. See, people of God, you have to add in the one ingredient that activates the power that makes the promises come alive and become what God says, and that's faith. Is it okay to remind God of his promises? Yes, it is. Because Psalms 119:49-50 declares, "Remember your word to your servant, in which you have made me hope This is my comfort in my affliction, that your promises gives me life. The psalmist says that God promises give him hope in the midst of affliction, and also urges us to remind God of his promises. So, how do you activate God's promises in your life? I'm glad you asked. To activate God's promises in your life, we need to be fully convinced that his word is true and what he has promised in his will is true for our life as well. In the book of Hebrews, chapters 3 and 4, we read that the children of Israel missed out on the promised land. Why? Because of their unbelief. God has promises awaiting for us. Some of them is, he promised to never leave us nor forsake us. He promised that he would give us the strength we need when we as children of God becomes weak. He promised that he never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg bread. He promised that he will take care of us. He promised that he will heal us. See, God's word does not go back. He cannot go back on his word. His word does not return unto him void. What God says, people of God, you can bank on it. But he can say it. But we got to allow it to penetrate our spirit. Allow it to get into our hearts and our mind to believe that the promises will come to pass. You don't want to miss out on what God has for you, because in the natural realm, you don't see anything happening. But little do you know, people of God, God is working behind the scenes. That's why when you are believing God, you cannot be around any doubters. You cannot be around any naysayers. When you are believing God, when it comes down to the wire and you need that miracle right then, you're going to go before God. You're going to cry out to him. You know that God has heard your cry. So right now you got to wipe your eyes, lift your head up, and walk like you already have it. Talk like you already have it. Think like you already have it. Because he laid it out, but it's up to you to bring it in, God, to bring it in. And how do I bring it in? By faith. Because God wants us to live an abundant life. I don't know about you. I want all the promises of God to come to pass in my life. And the enemy knows what God promised you. That's why he fights you so hard. He fights you in the area to let you know, oh, you don't see nothing happening yet. So then it's not coming to pass. He fights you in your mind. The first thing you're going to see, no, nothing is happening. But that's when you got to get in your word, get before God and say, God, I believe. But help my unbelief. I'm going through this here, but I know what you said. So God, show me a sign. Oh, God, I need you to move right away. God promised us. He promised to give us rest. He promised to also take care of all our needs. He promised to answer our prayers. He promised to work everything out for our good. He promised to be with us. He promised to protect us. And here's a good one. He promises freedom from sin. But most of all, He promised to strengthen us when we get weak. Yes, people of God, we get weak on this journey. When an enemy knows you have taken a stand, and when the enemy know you done made up your mind, for God I live and for God I die, guess what? He is coming with everything but the kitchen sink. He is going to come up against you with your health, with your children acting out on the job. He is going to convince you that you are not ready for ministry when you know God has called you for a certain task, especially for a season, especially for a time as this. So that's when we got to stand on the promises of God. God promises can bring healing. It can restore relationships. It can also catapult you to a new level. But you won't see any change until you ignite them promises. You're on the verge of God doing something you've never seen. People of God, just hold on. Why don't you start mixing in faith with his promises today? Mix your faith, thank you, Jesus, with the promises that God has promised you. Mix your faith so you can bring it on in. You're not going to bring it in by just murmuring and complaining. No. That's why the Israelites missed it. Because they was murmuring and they was complaining. But if you mix your faith with the promises of God and ignite it, you can bring it in. My God, to thee. Thank you. Faith ignites the promises and powerful things happen. Yes, miracle signs and wonders shall come forth. My God, when you believe, angels go to work for you. Yes, they will. You can command your angels for to go here and to go there. When you believe, supernatural doors will open. I'm a living witness. When you believe, you will defeat giants. When you believe, you accomplish dreams much bigger than you ever thought. But you have to ignite your faith to bring the promises of God to you. That's what God is waiting on. Some of you got faith hovering over you. Just like a cloud hovering over you. You got it inside of you. But fear is trying to track that faith down. And not only fear, but you have the mentality to where you don't think you deserve. Hey, thank you, Holy Ghost, the promises of God. Because of what you've been through or because of your past life, you don't think you deserve it. Woman of God, man of God, let me tell you something. Don't you let nobody label you of what you used to be or what you used to do, because God has already forgiven you and he is waiting to release the promises to you. But you got to come up. Your faith has to be ignited to believe. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the promises you have spoken in your word and to our spirits. Thank you that we can speak words of faith that shall agree with your promises and ignite them, God, to come to pass in our lives. Father God, we believe that, Lord Jesus, as we mix in our faith, that you will do things we've never seen before. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen and amen. Well, I thank you for tuning in on today. Just a recap, we had a powerful time in the revival. People was healed, delivered.